Welcome. Today I will be interviewing the Honorable Nazifa Nangarian. She is the first ever female consul general to serve as the consulate of Afghanistan in Toronto, Canada. Ms. Nangarian successfully completed a master's in public administration at California State University, as well as a bachelor's degree from Kabul University in Afghanistan in law and political science. Ms. Nangarian served as Deputy Chief of Staff in the Afghanistan Ministry of Foreign Affairs. This is the highest level position ever achieved by a female. Ms. Nangarian also served as the Vice Consul at the Afghanistan Consulate in Los Angeles, California, from 2006 until 2010. Some of her prior experience includes management in the Civil Law Division of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Consulate Department. Consul General Ms. Nangarian was also a law professor in Kabul, Afghanistan. Welcome. Today I'll be interviewing the Honorable Consul General, Ms. Nazifa Nangarian. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's an honor to meet you.
You're very welcome. I'm very happy to have you today in Consulate General of Afghanistan. And I really appreciate you.
I'd like to begin, Consul General, by asking you the following questions. As the first ever female Consul General to serve as the consulate of Afghanistan in Toronto, please discuss the impact, challenges, and rewards of being the Consulate General of Afghanistan here in Toronto.
It's better to talk a little bit about myself, from where I started and how I can achieve this position or reach in this position from a country like Afghanistan. Afghanistan, as you know, is a tradition and manpower society. It was not easy for a woman or for a girl to reach or achieve this position. So I would like to talk about my education or qualification at the beginning. I got my bachelor degree from Kabul University from Afghanistan and before coming to the Taliban. And I taught for one semester at the university. Then Taliban came and we immigrated to Pakistan for 6 years because it was entirely difficult to stay in Afghanistan, in Kabul, for women, for both men and women, but especially for women, because all the universities and places for women was closed, and they should stay at home with chadari, and they cover themselves without the, they cannot go out. They didn't allow. So when the Taliban withdrew from Afghanistan in 2001, I came back to Afghanistan, Kabul, and started my work with Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and I joined in Consulate Department in Ministry of Foreign Affairs. I worked for 3 years over there. Then I posted as a vice consul to Los Angeles, California. And during my work in Los Angeles, I got my master's degree in public administration. And then my mission finished and I got my diploma. I went back to Afghanistan. And I was as a deputy chief of staff in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs for 3 years, since 2010 to 2014. Then I posted as a consul general of Afghanistan in Toronto, and I'm very happy and pleasure to serve my people here and to have a very close and establish a very tight relation with Canadian entities, government and non-governmental society.
Since 2010, you served as Deputy Chief of Staff in the Afghanistan Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Please discuss your experience working in the highest position achieved by a female ever.
Absolutely. Afghanistan is a manpower society. Of course, I face many challenges and problems, not in my work place, not much in my workplace, but at the beginning, I had some problem with my family didn't allow me to, for example, go abroad. I was a diplomat. I should go to abroad, but my family didn't accept this at the beginning. But after talking with them and negotiating, I remember that the first time I chose to go to Germany in 2003, it was the beginning when the Taliban withdrew from Afghanistan. It was a little bit strange for men to allow their daughter or their sister to go with men abroad the country. I faced with problem in that time, and I could solve this problem by negotiating, by talking with my family, even though my family are educated people, but because of tradition society, they didn't accept. In my work, I sometimes faced with problem. It was difficult for the men to accept a woman to be in a higher position. They work under the control of that woman. It is a little bit difficult for Afghan men. But when they see that I have that much talented and I can manage everything well or as a man do, they accept it and they convince. Before coming here, as you said, I am the first ever female consul general from Afghanistan in the history of Afghanistan. Men thought that this position belongs to men, not women. This is a men position. It was strange for me. I said, they thought that this position is for men position. I said, no, among men and women, we can find talented people who can do something for better, to bring change. And finally, I posted here as a consul general, and I am working and trying my best to be the best. And I have very, heard here about the people who are living here, they said, you're the best consul general. And I'm very proud and happy, not because of myself, but I would like to open the path, the way for the other woman who wants to follow me. I would like to be a role model.
In terms of the work that you do, I think you are one of the biggest role models for women to look up to. I have to say that I did conduct some research about the work that you do, and I'm extremely impressed with the amount of work that you have accomplished. As a female myself, I highly respect the fact that you do so much, and as a female, I find it very empowering in terms of the efforts and the projects that you work on. Another question I wanted to ask you, Consul General, is to the young woman out there who look up to you as a role model, to the woman who want to pursue a career as a diplomat, what is the best advice you can provide someone who wants to pursue a profession that is perhaps dominated by men?
They should improve themselves by getting education. Even though it was not easy for me to get my master's degree in the United States during my mission, but I try my best. I think everyone who try, they have the talent to be a role model. Afghan women are talented, and because they didn't have the much opportunity, people think that they cannot do anything. If they have some opportunity and if there is some ground or room for them, they can do their best. They are very hard working, very honest, and I think this is the characteristic that women can be success. Try hard with a firm decision, but they should observe or consider the tradition, the religion, and everything. They should go step by step.
Absolutely. In terms of your background, you have successfully completed a lot of education, and you mentioned that improving oneself is very significant in order to grow, develop, and to be able to obtain a better understanding as to the world. To the youth who are considering pursuing politics, what would be the best advice you'd be able to give someone who's, let's say, in high school and is thinking about pursuing politics but is scared and they don't know whether they should study political science or international relations? Mm-hmm. Today we have so many options in universities and colleges in terms of what degree to complete. So what would be the best advice you'd give to someone who is passionate about so many different areas but is indecisive in terms of whether they want to study international relations, politics, legal studies? What would you tell to someone like that?
I think the best thing being having a firm decision, not scaring, not afraid, going to find or to choose the goal. You should try, not stop. Whenever it is difficult, sometimes there are some things that not allow us to go ahead. But we should solve those problems by logically, by talking, by negotiating.
I agree.
Otherwise, if we want to go not solve the problem, we face with something that we hurt.
I agree, absolutely.